10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. And without further ado, here's your host, Sue Suwacki.
Well, good day, great day, and how about a heart health day? Yes, it is American Heart Month, and heart disease is the number one cause of death in the United States, and actually one out of every four deaths, unfortunately. And today we're going to talk about heart health and stress, which definitely go hand in hand. And if you want to listen to our show live on the web, please go to aginginforadio.com and scroll right on down on our homepage to the Listen Live button. And this segment is brought to you by Body Logic MD, which allows you to balance your hormones, which will greatly impact your health. You can learn more and find a location near you by going to bodylogicmd.com. My guest today is Kathy Groover, a natural health speaker, author, educator, and practitioner, and she is all about inspiring us to have better health in body, mind, and spirit. She is the author of a new book called Body Mind Therapies for the Body Worker and the host of the national TV series The Alternative Medicine Cabinet. And she was also seen on Lifetime TV for The Balancing Act. Well, welcome, Kathy, to Aging Info Radio.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate having you. And you know, the heart is such a remarkable, valuable muscle that it warrants great care and maintenance. And I would like to start out by asking you your view on statin drugs and cholesterol.
Yes. Remember, I'm not a medical doctor, so this is just my opinion. This is just what I've learned. Give that disclaimer first. I'm not a huge fan of statins. I think we've become way too concerned about cholesterol in this country. The school that I studied at, I was even at Harvard last year, and one of the gentlemen talking about pharmaceuticals said that statins were really a problem. I've seen people get muscle tears. I've seen people have numbness and tingling in their fingers. I've seen people have their cognitive function start to go down. Their sex drive starts to go down. Statins are a problem. We're really, in my opinion, over-lowering our cholesterol. And the last nutrition seminar I was at, they said if your cholesterol is lower than 200, you're going to start to see problems because what is our brain made of? Cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
So if you lower it too much, you're going to start to see some cognitive decline in a lot of people, and we need cholesterol to repair our muscles. Statins, to me, there's not been any good studies that show it works in women. And if you really feel like you need to lower your cholesterol, there are some great natural options like red rice yeast, red yeast rice. I always get that confused. Something with red and rice and yeast really helps with that. And just altering your diet slightly, and there's no real good evidence that shows eating cholesterol raises cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was back in college, they told me my cholesterol was high. Well, back then they weren't looking at good versus bad. They just saw this number, and for my age and for my size, I was already really thin. But they said, you know, cut out red meat and cut out eggs and cut out seafood, and that was basically the staple of my diet. I'm very much a protein metabolizer. So I cut out the seafood. I started eating, like, you know, plain baked potatoes and salads, and I dropped so much weight people thought I was anorexic. And I went back to the doctor 6 weeks later or 8 weeks later, whatever they told me to do, and my cholesterol had gone up.
Interesting.
There's no good evidence that shows eating cholesterol raises cholesterol. So the poor eggs, which I'm a huge fan of eggs. I eat eggs 2 a day, every day, all week long. I do not have high cholesterol. Why I had it when I was in college at such a thin, active state, I don't know. They use statins as protocol for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad had bypass surgery. His arteries were not clogged with cholesterol. They were clogged with calcium. And they put him on a statin anyway. And I said, well, Dad, you've never had high cholesterol. He goes, oh, I know. I said, but then why are they trying to lower your cholesterol if you don't have what they consider high cholesterol? He goes, well, it's protocol.
Yeah, and the side effects from them, like you were talking about, muscle tears and all,
mm-hmm.
and the list goes on and on. Like you said, I think they're using them as a protocol.
Right.
So what would you advise? I mean, I know you're not a doctor, as you said, mainly for your disclaimer right here on Aging Info Radio. What would you suggest, like, naturally, you know, that people can say eat or do? Or like you said, it's definitely different for each person.
Yes, and I think we're frankly too concerned with cholesterol. I mean, if you're telling me it's 400 and 500, okay, let's look at that. One of the things that cholesterol does is it's a repair system in our body. So a gentleman explained it really, really well at a nutrition seminar I was at. So the cholesterol floats around the bloodstream and the body, and it looks for things to fix. So if you have a tear, or if you have inflammation, if your arteries are starting to get brittle, which is what happens with inflammation, the cholesterol goes, ooh, look, we need to fix that. So it fixes that spot. The problem is not the cholesterol. The problem is the inflammation. So it's for those of you who are back east, you remember the, you know, putting the summer clothes up for the winter, and then in the summer you pull the shorts back out, and inevitably there's one pair where you go to put them on and the elastic goes, and it just stays extended.
Right.
Gigantic pair of shorts. That's what happens to your arteries.
And so the cholesterol actually helps to keep,
repair it.
Yeah, to keep them repaired.
So it's like punishing the Band-Aid for the cut.
Okay.
So I think we're, and I don't think cholesterol, again, from what I've been taught, that cholesterol is a really good indicator of health. And what worries me is I see a lot of corporate health programs now, and I had a client just the other day say, you know, for me to qualify for health care at a cheaper rate with a lower deductible, I have to go through what they consider their health screen. Mm-hmm. And they want to look at BMI, which is very, very faulty, blood pressure, it has its pros and cons, and cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
Those are what they're measuring your level of health at to determine if you qualify for this lower rate at work. And that really worries me because I don't think that's a true indicator of how healthy you are. So I think we have to be, you know, Lipitor is the highest selling drug. It was also the first to be advertised on TV.
Yeah. Does that say something right there?
Yeah, I say follow the money. It was never a disease until we had this great cholesterol drug. So, you know, talk to your doctor. Don't stop taking something without, you know, going over that with them. But I think we're really making too big a deal about it, and I don't know that we need to be.
Right. And another thing, too, I mean, there are other medications that will raise your cholesterol by being on them.
Yes, absolutely. And that's one of the other things we have to look at is, you know, this iatrogenic disease of we get on one pill and then it causes all these other problems. You know, and I see a lot of that with the heart issues in general. And again, not to slam Western medicine. I am really happy my dad could have his bypass surgery and I'm happy he can inject his insulin. But I have to question if he would have taken better steps 15 years ago, if that would now not be needed as much. You know, I'm happy we have those procedures. But can we make changes ahead of time so that we don't need those procedures?
Absolutely. And I'm here with Kathy Groover, her website being thealternativemedicinecabinet.com. We are talking about heart health. Kathy, I'd like to know your view on soy proteins as far as cholesterol.
Yeah, I don't know of a huge link between the soy protein and cholesterol. In general, I'm not a big fan of soy. I think we're really over-soyed in this country.
Okay.
And a lot of people say, oh, I'm going to be vegetarian because it's healthier, and then they start getting fake meats, and now they're eating fake turkey, and, you know, everything's tofu. Those products are really highly processed. And one of the ways they process that soy is using a component of gasoline.
Oh, okay.
So we're getting that in. Unless you're getting organic, it's probably been genetically modified, which I think is really bad. Who knows what the long-term consequences of that are. In general, I'm not seeing food, except in a very few people, I'm not seeing food raise our cholesterol, but I just don't recommend those products just because they're fake. I mean, they're not good for us. We shouldn't be consisting of that much soy in our diet. I just don't think it's good for us, especially little boys. I think that's really a bad idea.
Now, why is that?
Well, it does have phytoestrogens, so it can mimic female hormones.
Oh.
And there's been evidence of little boys who eat a lot of tofu start to have feminization of traits. They're not having their testicles drop the way they're supposed to. I have to wonder if that's why we're seeing so many young girls reaching puberty at 8, 9, 10 years old. Their breasts are budding and they're getting their periods. And, you know, from all the hormones in the milk, and then they pull them off cow's milk and put them on soy milk. I have to wonder if we're just over-hormoning our kids through that kind of thing. It's just a concern we have. I hear both sides of it, but I'm hearing a lot of anti-soy right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're seeing more and more of that, or hearing more of that, what you just said, anti-soy. Well, I want to talk about, you know, hypertension and also hypotension. I mean, there's so much publicity about, you know, high blood pressure, but, you know, low blood pressure can be just as dangerous. What do you say here for, you know, natural things that people can do coming, you know, right out of bed in the morning that they can do to help with hypertension?
Yeah, this is a big problem. And again, we have to understand that in the last 10 years, they've changed the numbers. So what used to be considered fine is now considered borderline hypertension. So I've had clients who have gone to their doctor once, have probably white coat hypertension, or they're in pain, or they just ran from the parking lot, or they're rushed, or they just had caffeine, who show a little bit high, and suddenly they want to have medication thrown at them.
Mm-hmm.
If you have incredibly high blood pressure, please let's try to get on some medication to get that under control, and then let's work on some things. What's going to help is weight loss.
Absolutely. That'll help right there. That'll not only help your high blood pressure, but a lot of other things. Well, stay right here on Aging Info Radio. I'm here with Dr. Kathy Groover, and we are talking about a healthy heart, and it is American Heart Month. This is Aging Info Radio, and we will be right back.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for, and that's the environment we create every day at Emeritus at Burr Ridge, one of Chicagoland's highest-rated senior living communities. Our community offers a full range of services, from assisted living to skilled nursing. We also offer one of the most successful short-term rehab programs in the area. And now, for a limited time, we are offering value-priced suites, Emeritus Senior Living, where our family is committed to yours. Give them a call at 630-920-2900 or visit us at emeritus.com. Stop in and take a tour.
Is concern for your aging loved one preventing you from being productive at work or enjoying your vacation? You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with home care and geriatric care management services. Our caregivers can help with bathing, transportation, meal planning, and lots more to make things easier. We specialize in taking care of your family like our family. Partners in Senior Care, call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Medicare can be confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of healthcare. The Medicare Solutions Network shows you all of your coverage options in simple, easy-to-understand terms. They represent virtually every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and will work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. Make the complex understandable. Your one-stop Medicare shop is the Medicare Solutions Network. Call 630-809-9758 or visit MedicareSolutionsNetwork.com.
Antioxidants. Everyone wants to get the highest levels. Now the truth, there are 220 natural antioxidants. It is believed that tart cherries contain a group of antioxidants that when used regularly will affect your health. Research the benefits of Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate at choosecherries.com or aginginforadio.com to learn more about Nature Blessed. It works, it's real, it's 100% natural, and it's locally grown. Drink the best, drink Nature Blessed.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Yes, this is your host, Susa Wackia. We are talking today about a healthy heart and also how stress affects that. And here's a point to ponder. Even at rest, our heart works twice as hard or as much as a leg muscle of a person running. So you need to be good to your heart, right, Kathy?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I just wanted to say, just to piggyback on what we said about cholesterol, there's a new great book out called The Great Cholesterol Myth, and I have a lot of clients that have been reading that and getting some really great information about why they don't want to be on their statins anymore. It gives a lot of great tips from a natural perspective of how to deal with your cholesterol and what cholesterol actually means in the body.
Yeah, I think, you know, when we talked about it earlier on, that it's really kind of like been overplayed. Oh, your cholesterol's at this level. And, you know, there's so many factors there, and it has to be doing something good for your, you know, for your health, unless, like you said, it's up to extraordinary, you know, levels way beyond what's normal. I mean, you must see that, too.
Yeah, I do. And what's interesting is I will have someone say, oh, my doctor wants to put me on statins, but, you know, my mother has high cholesterol, my grandmother has high cholesterol, everybody in my family has high cholesterol. It's just a family thing. Now, if all of those people dropped over dead at 45 of heart attack, you might want to take that a little more seriously. But if your grandmother's 97 years old and she's got high cholesterol, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there's so many, to me, so many other preventable things that you can do. And I actually just did an event at the Heart Association here in Santa Barbara specifically to raise money for women's heart issues because there's so many signs of heart attack in women that aren't the same in men. It's completely hidden from a lot of people. But this woman was one of the keynotes, and she said, you know, she did yoga and she ran and she taught exercise classes. She had great blood pressure. She had low cholesterol. She exercised. She was a vegetarian her entire life. She had never had meat. And at 46, she had a heart attack.
Interesting.
So how much of that is an indicator of health? You would think she was the perfect vision of health. They found two of her arteries almost 97% blocked with good cholesterol, vegetarian diet, you know, not to scare people, but, you know, things can go awry in the body that we don't even understand. Taking care of ourselves as an overall whole being, to me, is more important than lowering your cholesterol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the natural things that you can do from day, you know, from the beginning of the day till the end of the day. Now, we were talking about hypertension and you talked a little bit about, you know, weight or weight gain and how that can affect it. There's something that happened years ago with hypotension where the whole salt thing came about.
Yeah, it was really interesting. I know when back in the late 70s, early 80s, when it was realized that my father had high blood pressure, he went to the doctor, and of course the doctor said, okay, cut out the salt.
Mm-hmm.
This happened to people around the country, cut out the salt. Well, the women typically doing the cooking cut out the salt. And what happened is suddenly we were seeing tons of women, not only suddenly with, you know, a lower blood pressure issue, but also thyroid problems because the salt contained iodine,
mm-hmm.
which the women were no longer getting. So suddenly we had started to have this goiter problem again in the country. There's only a certain percentage of people with high blood pressure that are sodium sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
It might be you. It might not be you. Really, the only way to know is cut it out and see what happens. But I think the number was 30 to 40% maybe. So if you've been told you have high blood pressure and they said cut out the salt, remember, we do need a little bit of sodium. It's an electrolyte. It keeps us from cramping and retaining water. But it might not be affecting you. So it's one of those things you want to try cutting it out and see what happens. But also make sure you're getting enough that you're, you know, our bodies do need sodium. We're very over-sodiumed in this country. Our fast food, our processed food, all the chips, all that kind of stuff, really high sodium content. But if you're eating whole natural foods, you want to make sure you are getting a little bit because we do need it. It's an essential nutrient for us.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be causing your high blood pressure.
Right.
You know, you have to try it out and see what happens.
Well, there's a lot of other causes even for, you know, the low blood pressure. You know, if you're on painkillers or, you know, medications from a surgery, alcohol, antidepressants. I mean, there's a lot of factors to look at. You know, are you dehydrated? Something as simple as that can cause the hypotension, low blood pressure.
Right.
Now, let's talk about something that is so natural to know of, but not everybody does it, and that is exercise. I mean, exercise overall for heart health, I mean, they go hand in hand.
Absolutely, because it's a muscle like anything else. So if you want strong biceps, what are you going to do? You're going to go do curls, you're going to do bench presses, you're going to exercise. We need to exercise our heart. It is a muscle. Also remember that when you're exercising, your blood pressure goes up. So if you have a doctor's visit, you know, at 10 a.m., don't go run 30 miles before that. It's going to raise your blood pressure because that's just what that's what it does. So just be aware of that if you head to, you know, one of the machines at the local drugstore, if you're going to the doctor and he says your blood pressure is high, remember there are certain things that are going to raise that. And exercise, we have to do it. Cardiovascular exercise is, to me, one of the keys to health. Lifting weights is awesome. Doing, body weight exercises is great, but cardiovascular, we have to raise the heart rate. We have to exercise those lungs. It is just a key to health. And it's so hard for so many people. If you're already having a heart condition and you really don't have the stamina, do something like water aerobics or, you know, something that's gentle on your joints and gentle on the rest of your body, but you've got to do something to raise your heart rate. To me, that's unless they tell you not to, of course. You want to make sure we're exercising that muscle, and that will help us sustain our health.
Yeah, I mean, it could be something as simple as parking further away, taking the stairs versus an elevator. I mean, I always say keep moving. Just as long as you keep moving, I mean, it's better than sitting on a couch all night and not doing anything. And of course, you live in California, Kathy, so you guys all keep moving out there with that warm sunshine.
Absolutely, but I mean, I look at how our society's changed, and you know, from my grandmother's even my mother's generation to a certain extent, you had to, you know, hang up your laundry back and forth, you had to push a vacuum, you were ironing, you were even with a typewriter, you were doing a different activity than we are with this word processing. And now everything's so convenient. The lawnmowers weigh practically nothing, you don't have to strain to push it, you probably have someone come cut your lawn anyway. Who's doing their own lawn anymore? You know, we're not doing the type of washing, and we're not washing dishes, and you know, we have all these gadgets that have made our life easier, which is awesome. I don't want to go back to the days of churning my own butter, but we've convenienced ourselves into a state of unhealth because now we have to set out to exercise, whereas before our lifestyle was exercise.
Absolutely.
So, We have to make an effort to keep our bodies moving, and I agree with you going up and down the stairs. You know, when I get off a plane at the airport and I see people stand in line to go down the escalator, I'm on the stairs, baby. I want to move my body anytime I can. I always take the stairs. It's a quick way to get a little burst of exercise. It's better for you. It wakes you up after a long flight, certainly, and it just gets the blood flowing. We have to keep moving. I think that's so important. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and it's really sad, too. I mean, the younger generations are behind technology, and they're not out there playing in the neighborhoods like we did as kids, where we played, you know, after dinner till dark and ran around for hours.
Right, but now we have the Wii. So we
we're
outside.
That's absolutely true. The Wii will help. And the Wii is for all ages. I mean, that works really well. Now, what about supplements or, natural solutions that can really impact the heart? What do you see here?
One of the things that I really, really love for the heart is garlic. Garlic is one of the most awesome things for the heart. Here's the trick with garlic, though. I had a gal diagnosed with high blood pressure, and it was high enough that, you know, I can see why the doctor wanted to put her on something. And she said, you know, let me lose this last 10 pounds. Let me start eating a little bit better. I'll up my exercise and see if I can do it naturally. He said, great, you're not in any danger. You know, let's go ahead and do that. And she said she really increased her garlic. And I said, oh, that's great. I said, you know, how are you taking it? Are you doing one of the supplements like Kyolic? And she goes, oh, no, I'm doing whole cloves. Mm. And I said, wow, that's a lot of garlic. And she goes, yeah, I just swallow them.
Oh.
And I said, wait, what? She was literally taking whole cloves of garlic and swallowing them like pills.
Wow.
Garlic, first of all, yuck. Second of all, and I love garlic, garlic doesn't work that way. The good components in garlic work when you've damaged it, when you've crushed it up, when you've chopped it up, when you've cooked it a teeny little bit. Same thing with tomatoes. The components in a tomato actually work better if you've heated it up a little bit.
Oh, really?
So if you do a pasta sauce with a lot of garlic and a lot of tomatoes, that's a great heart meal, like a whole wheat pasta or like a veggie pasta and something. Really good meal. What you want to be careful about in taking natural things for blood pressure or cholesterol or heart, if you're also on prescriptions, you want to be really, really careful. So if they put you on a blood pressure med and you start doing natural stuff to lower your blood pressure, be really careful. You don't want to lower it too much.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen a lot of people do that. They start taking the blood pressure med and they're starting to pile on all this natural stuff. Just be really aware of that.
At least have a conversation with your doctor about it before you do it. Well, I'm here with Kathy Groover, who is, her website is thealternativemedicinecabinet.com. She's a natural health speaker, author, and educator. And when we get back here, we're going to talk about stress and how it affects your heart. Stay right here with Aging Info Radio. We will be right back.
Body Logic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Body Logic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to Body Logic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Hi, I'm Lisa Gibbons, and one of the things I love most is being a champion for family caregivers. At Lisa's Care Connection at Present St. Joseph Medical Center in Joliet, Illinois, we are a place for family caregivers to go for support, ask questions, find resources. Our services are always free of charge. We'd love to help you, so call us or visit us at 815-741-0077 or our website, lisascareconnection.org.
ElderWorks Free Caregiver Conference is April 5th at the Accelerated Center in Northbrook. The ElderWorks Caregiver Conference is designed to help family caregivers find resources, build their network, and learn about caregiver topics that are beneficial to them. If you are a company or service supporting caregivers in the northwest suburbs of Illinois and are interested in a resource table at the ElderWorks Caregiver Conference, please call ElderWorks at 847-462-0885 for more information. That's 847-462-0885.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for. That's the environment created every day at Emeritus Burridge and Emeritus Prospect Heights, two of Chicagoland's highest-rated senior living communities. Whether you're an independent senior looking to reap the rewards of an active, hassle-free lifestyle, or you need additional assistance with activities of daily living, short-term rehab, or the services of a skilled nursing facility, their dedicated caregivers are here to help ensure you or your loved one is leading a purposeful life in a place you'll be proud to call home. At Emeritus, they're passionately committed. Now is the time to embrace the caring and comfort you've earned from a life well lived. And now for a limited time, they're offering value-priced apartments. For your own personal tour, call 630-920-2900 or 847-797-2700. That's 630-920-2900 for Burridge or 847-797-2700 for Prospect Heights. For more information, visit emeritus.com. Emeritus Senior Living, where their family is committed to yours.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Suwacki.
Chicago is.
And For My Sue Says today, sponsored by Medicare Solutions Network, a bend in the road is not an end in the road. Well, I'm here with Dr. Kathy Groover. We're talking about heart health and stress and how they're related. It is American Heart Month, and all this is very important. And Kathy, let's talk about stress. I mean, stress affects the body and health in so many ways, and especially with heart disease. What do you see here? Especially, let me just say this, chronic stress, because you can have stress and, you know, kind of work through it. But if it's every day, every day, every day, you're really beating on your heart.
No pun intended. Yeah,
exactly.
It should be beating for you.
Yes.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, the stress response is something that we needed for our own survival. You know, we'd walk around the corner, we'd see a grizzly bear, we'd go, ah. And we'd have this cascade of hormones, the cortisol, the adrenaline, that fight or flight response. Our heart would race, our breathing would increase, our higher brain function would cease because you don't need to do complicated math when you're being, you know, being chased by something. Our digestion would slow, our sex drive would completely drop off because this is not the time for intimacy. We would typically void our bowels and bladder. We'd had all these, you know, physiological responses to that stress. And then what would happen is the danger would pass, and we'd go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Now the problem is our stress isn't this dynamic, one-time, short-lived thing. It's all chronic. I don't know anybody that doesn't have chronic stress. It's the IRS. It's the boss. It's the foreclosure. It's the kids on drugs. The husband's unemployed. The mother-in-law's coming to live with us. It's boom, 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 all the time. When do we get to sleep? You know, When do we get to shut those hormones down so that we can rest? And what I see happen with my clients is on the second day of their vacation, they get sick because their body finally had a chance to go, ah.
Interesting.
And I said, how was your vacation? Oh, I was sick the whole time. Because the immune system for those months of that chronic stress has been fighting off everything it possibly can. And the second you give it a chance to rest and it doesn't feel threatened, it lets its guard down and you get sick. It's the same thing with our blood pressure, with our heart rate. You know, the people we used to think were the ones that had the heart problems and the blood pressure and the ulcers, it was those type A executives, the people who thrived on that stress.
Now we're fighting it all over. And I mean, there's a lot of things that you talked about, a number of them, but I mean, on underemployed people, people that are starting new jobs or moving, I mean, the death of a friend or a loved one, illnesses, there's just so many factors when, you know, you do look at stress, say 7-8 years ago, it wasn't as chronic with people. I mean, we're becoming more and more of a stressed out society.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, we're also exposed to what's happening in the world around us more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before, if there was, you know, a maniac loose a couple states away and there was something happening, we didn't hear about it right then. It wasn't on the TV 24/7. They didn't have news breaks every 30 seconds to tell you about this stressful thing. So I can't help but think that's affecting us all, too. I mean, what's happening societally and worldwide is affecting us. And the deal, though, is the stress isn't the problem. Our reaction to the stress is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
We can't control the stress. We can't control the government. We can't control the traffic. We can't control the lady in front of us at the post office that has to look at every book of stamps before she picks the flowers. We can't control any of that stuff. We can control our reaction to it. That's the key to handling stress.
Well, that and, you know, we used to finish work and leave work, and now we're attached to work with all the devices. So
yep.
You don't shut down, which leads me into, you know, actually developing a practice of learning to relax.
Yeah, it is time to unplug. And Andrew Weil, who, I mean, he's just so well known. I think I have all his books. I got to hear him speak last year in person, which was fascinating. He recommends doing a news fast where for a week you put down the newspaper, you don't check MSN, you don't get on the TV and watch the news as a way of improving your health, lowering your blood pressure, boosting your immune system. And I think it has to be the same way with all these gadgets. And, you know, it's the same thing with me. I run my own business. I'm constantly responding to email requests or radio shows or, oh, hey, can I get your bio or da, 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 da. I'm so glad I have my phone so that I can do that waiting in line somewhere or, you know, in traffic when I'm not moving in the car. But it's hard to then shut down.
Oh, yes. It's hard to separate the two to say, you know what, I'm not going to work after this hour when you've got accessibility right there and a moment in a grocery store line thinking, why not use this moment so I can get this done?
Right.
Yeah, it all kind of goes full circle. So I think unplugged was the right word, Kathy. And once again, I'm here with Kathy Groover, a natural health speaker, author, and educator. Her website is the Alternative Medicine Cabinet. .com. And, you know, Kathy, your new book, I really want to get into it when we come back here from break, talking about it's the book for mind therapies for the body body worker, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's absolutely out right now, correct?
It is. It's been out a month now. Very exciting.
Oh, how exciting. I can't wait to hear about it. This is Aging Info Radio. Stay right here on AM 560. We will be right back with Dr. Kathy Groover.
Do you have valuables like sterling silver flatware, tea sets, watches, gold, jewelry, or sterling and gold coins that you've thought of selling? Kagan & Company is a local family-owned business with over 50 years of experience. They serve as trusted advisors while buying and brokering valuables and offer free evaluations. Strictly confidential and no-hassle appointments are available in their Northbrook office or maybe at your home. Please call 847-897-5781 to schedule an appointment. That's 847-897-5781.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
CareConnector.com.
Natural exotic remedies are the rage, but one natural item, tart cherries, has been around for centuries to help with common ailments and has recently received tremendous scientific support and validation. Research the benefits of Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate at ChooseCherries.com or go to AgingInfoRadio.com to learn more about Nature Blessed. It works, it's real, it's 100% natural, and it's locally grown. Drink the best. Drink Nature Blessed.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints 2 issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. That's ChicagoHealthOnline.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
Yes, we are talking about heart health today, and it being American Heart Month. And here's a point to ponder. All work and no play for Jack and Jill makes them dull and at a far greater risk of cardiovascular disease and stress-related illnesses. Now, we were talking about stress, Kathy, and unplugging.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
What's your recommendation here?
Well, I think you're right. You have to set a time where you say, okay, you know what? I'm done working. And spend time with your kids. Spend time with your family. Watch a funny movie. The average kid laughs about 500 times a day. The average adult laughs 12. Okay, we need to be laughing more. Laughing lowers our blood pressure. It gets the feel-good hormones going. Put on a silly movie and enjoy your spouse, enjoy your partner, enjoy your friends. Fun is one of the keys to better health. It totally is.
Yeah, unplug from your technological devices and put on the comedy channel or a funny movie or just, you know, laugh and have fun with somebody.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, when I went to Harvard last year and studied mind-body medicine, and what's so exciting to me is places like Harvard and Stanford and University of California, San Francisco, they're incorporating all these mind-body and integrative medicine programs. We did a whole section on laughter therapy. We talked about yoga, tai chi, meditation, visualization, affirmations, positive thought, all of these ways to counteract that stress response. Because again, we can't control the stress necessarily. We can control our response, and we can reverse that by using something called the relaxation response. We do it when we're enjoying ourselves. That's part of relaxation, is stepping away from work and unplugging, stepping away from the news, and enjoying yourself and taking time to go inside, which we don't have to do anymore because everything's available outside. We can constantly be on our phone. There's no need to be alone anymore. And I think that's a really bad societal choice. We're not going inside to see what we're actually thinking and feeling.
Yeah, and all of these things that we're talking about greatly affect not only your heart health, your overall health.
Absolutely. And, you know, with, again, something like high blood pressure or elevated heart rate, elevated respiratory rate, all those things go hand in hand with the stress response. So if we can do something like meditation, which I can hear everyone going, oh, no, she wants me to meditate. I'm terrible at it. You can tell. I talk fast. I walk fast. My brain doesn't stop. Don't tell me to sit on a pillow and quiet my mind and still my body. I'm terrible at it. But I learned a mini meditation.
Okay.
It is so simple to do. I can do it. And if I can do it, my type A self, anybody can. There's 2 rules. That's it. Concentrate on something repetitive. And if thoughts come through, dismiss them without judgment. That's it. So unless you're driving, have you close your eyes. Don't close your eyes if you're driving. But what we're going to concentrate on is our breath. So you're going to concentrate on the feeling of the rise and fall of your chest, or the air going in and out of your nostrils, either one. Don't switch back and forth, just pick one. And you're just going to see what your breath is doing. You're not trying to change it. You're not trying to alter it. It's perfect just the way it is. You're just observing it as a focal point. And then on the next inhale, I want you to think, I am. And on every subsequent inhale, think, I am. And on the next exhale, think, at peace. And on all subsequent exhales, think at peace. So you're basically just thinking about your breath and thinking, I am at peace. If thoughts float through, no judgment, don't have to do it right now, dismiss them, they float away like clouds on a summer day, and you return to, I am at peace.
Mm-hmm.
And what that does is it lowers your blood pressure, it lowers your heart rate and your respiratory rate, it readies your brain for higher functioning, it boosts the immune system, and it slows the genetic effect of aging.
Interesting. And you could do that for you could do that in little 2-minute increments.
Yeah. I do it in the car in traffic. I do it if the woman is in line in front of me at the post office looking through every stamp ever invented. I do it at the bank. I do it before I get on the radio. I do it before I do a talk. I do it before anything that I think is going to be a little stressful situation. It's so simple.
It takes so little time, too. It's just practice. Like I said, you got to really put it into your lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like, this is very important for people to start to adapt to and use it really on a daily basis.
Yeah, and I do it numerous times a day. And I used to be, you know, I was that crazy impatient woman in traffic because I always had somewhere so important to go. And now I realize, you know what, I can't make the cars move faster. Oh, there's construction. I can't control that. I am at peace. And it takes the edge off that stress. And
mm-hmm.
the second we start to feel in control, the stress starts to diminish because stress is a feeling of being out of control. If we can take that back, we can take back control of our health. And to me, the mini meditations and things like affirmations, positive thought, that makes such a difference in our lives. It helps our heart. It helps our health overall.
Yeah, I mean, even laughter. I mean, laughter connects people. It's so healthy. Those deep down belly laughs that you do get the opportunity here. Or like you said, hang out with a kid for a day. They laugh 500 times. You're bound to pick some of those up. Now, Kathy, your website, thealternativemedicinecabinet.com, there's a lot of natural health tips on there. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to put a bunch of free health tips on there. To me, my purpose here is to share information. That's why I write the books. That's why I do the radio. Under the health tips, there's probably 30 listed there. There's also links to a lot of my past radio shows, some articles I've written. I have a newsletter. It's totally free. It goes out once a month. I don't sell your email. I don't bug you with stuff. I think this month is going to be PMS.
Mm-hmm.
From very high request. And then next month I'm going to talk about either heart disease or type 2 diabetes. But you can sign up on my website for that. And both my books are there. Plus I have a massage DVD that teaches you how to do massage at home. So it's packed full of info. Go visit, tool around, see what you can find. Ask me any questions you want. And I can do health consultations from around the country as well.
And you stay right here on Aging Info Radio. I'm here with Dr. Kathy Gruber, and we will be right back. We are going to talk about her new book. And so stay right here on AM 560.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Stressed, tired, and worn out? You must be a caregiver. If you are a caregiver or if you know someone taking care of a loved one, please attend ElderWorks Free Caring for the Caregiver Conference on April 5th at the Accelerated Center in Northbrook. The Free ElderWorks Caregiver Conference is designed to help family caregivers find resources, build their network, and learn about caregiver topics that are beneficial to them. For more information, call ElderWorks at 847-462-0885 or visit ElderWorks.com.
We've worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for. That's the environment we create every day at Emeritus at Prospect Heights, one of Chicagoland's highest rated senior living communities. Our community offers a full range of services from assisted living to skilled nursing. We also offer one of the most successful short-term rehab programs in the area. And now, for a limited time, we are offering value-priced suites. Emeritus Senior Living, where our family is committed to yours. Give them a call at 847-797-2700 or visit us at emeritus.com. Stop in and take a tour.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
This is Sue Zawacki, your host, and I'm here with Kathy Groover from her website being the alternativemedicinecabinet.com. Kathy, your new book, Body Mind Therapies for the Body Worker. Tell us just a little bit about it. You had said it's at the alternativemedicinecabinet.com. That's one place they can get it. What's your book about?
It is about stress, the history of stress, what stress does in our body, and how to help us deal with it. I wrote it specifically for other body workers, but I have had so many lay people purchasing it because it's usable stuff you can do yourself. If you're another professional, you can work it into your practice. If you're just an individual, you can incorporate these things into your life and then maybe find a practitioner that does some of the professional things to help you. It's chock full of information. I list studies to back up a lot of the info I have because to me that's important. Mm-hmm. Studies aren't your thing, you skip over it. I'm really excited about this book. I've sold so many already, and I've gotten so much great feedback from it. My mother-in-law loved it, so, you know, it can't be bad. I'm really proud of it. I put a lot of work into it and a lot of really useful practical info. I give people things they can use. I'm not into, you know, putting stuff in there that's not practical. So I'm really excited. And I've been told I wrote it the way I talk. So there's little smart alecky asides, and it reads very much like a conversation.
Oh, that sounds so interesting. Once again, that's Body Mind Therapies for the Body Worker by Kathy Groover. And Kathy, your website is so full of information. Give us your words of wisdom for the day.
Eat real food. Pay attention to your thoughts and make them positive. And know that you have control to take back charge of your health.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today on Aging Info Radio. I just so enjoy talking to you. You are a world of information. Thanks, Kathy.
Thanks, darling. I appreciate it.
Yes, that's right, because our greatest wealth is our health, and keeping your heart healthy is one of the best investments you can make to really enhance your health. You know, keep it going. Make sure that you treat that muscle right. Well, let's see. My paws pooch this week is T-Bone. He is a male boxer who is 2 years old, and, oh, he's so cute. Call Paws Chicago at 773-935-7296 or go to the Paws logo on our website at aginginforadio.com. And, you know, you can call Paws also or be a lifeline for homeless dogs and cats for as little as 50 cents a day. Donate at pawschicago.org. Yes, Daisy May, that's T-Bone. T-Bone, the male boxer. And if you're caring for an aging loved one and it's time to hire a professional, call Partners in Senior Care for your home care and geriatric needs at 847-548-1330. And make sure you follow Aging Info Radio on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter for weekly show information and updates. We can definitely use some more followers on Twitter. Yes, we want your sweet tweets. And if you're looking for a referral in the aging or elder care, boomer or senior industry, you can contact us at info@aginginforadio.com or call 866-560-3965. And shortly we will be also posting on our website all of our guests and shows coming up. And a big thank you to Dr. Kathy Groover. I can't say enough. Please do go to her website at the alternativemedicinecabinet.com, and all her information will be posted at aginginforadio.com. And thank you to my listeners, my highly reputable sponsors, Debbie Schreiner, my awesome technical programmer in AM560. I am Sue Zawacki, your host, and this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Ooh, an email from Stan. His attachments are always good. What the? Oh, no. I think I just took out the server. Sharon, get Steve Areno on the phone. Steve, yeah, I was reading my email, and I may have opened something that I shouldn't have. I may have lost all the company.